Hey guys and gals, this is Lord Gates from Rapture Radio, and you are listening to Chip the Metal Dad McCabe here on Cygnus Radio. Time to up the irons. Woo!
Metal Dad Radio, welcome back to another edition, and as we do most weeks, we up the irons to start the show. Thanks again, Lord Gates, for the little intro, but this is the last week of 2024 that we're going to up the irons. Why? I'll tell you in a sec. That was Children of the Damned, of course, off of Number of the Beast, one of the greatest metal albums ever recorded. And I feel like I hadn't heard that song in a long time, so I figured I'd throw it out there. One of my favorite tracks off that record. But why is this the last week we are playing Iron Maiden? Because the next two shows, guys, our next two shows that are going to air on the 19th and 26th of December will be counting down our top 20 metal albums of 2024. So next week, on the 19th, 20th, will be albums 20 through 11, and then the following week, 26, 27, we'll be giving you our top 10, and those two shows mark the return of the prodigal son, the Candyman. He will be back in the co-pilot seat as we count down our top 20 albums. And then we're off for 1 week, that first Thursday, Friday in January, 2nd, 3rd, and then we're back with regular episodes after that. So we've got one last episode here with you this week of quote-unquote regular Metal Dad, and then 2 weeks of our top 20 countdown of 2024. And of course, you can find all of these shows in the Cygnus Radio Archives whenever you want. So looking ahead to our top 20 from this year, I thought, wouldn't it be cool to go back and look at our top 20 from last year? So these next two blocks of music all come off albums that found their way into our top 20 of 2023. Now, I did not just pick the top six, partly because I had a lot of records in my top six with very long songs. That's one reason. But also, I figured I would play tracks off of albums that I'm still going back to and listening to every now and then. And definitely going to start with our number one record from 2023. The band is Wayfarer. Their American Gothic record they put out in October of last year is just phenomenal. Came out through Profound Lore. Let's give you a track off that right now. This is Wayfarer, Black Plumes Over God's Country. It's Metal Dad Radio. We'll be right back.
figure out what's out there now. What we got now is a world full of oil drillers and railroad barons, cattle thieves and company men, 50 stores on a tattered flat. This is the man.
Let's go.
Metal Dad Radio. Now, right there, three killer albums that were released last year that all wound up in our top 20, including, excuse me, Sir Thungle, who released Dark Parade, which looks like it might be their final record. On October 20th of last year, through Metal Blade Records, they have announced, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that they're pretty much done at this point. They're going to play some live shows, and or at least maybe that's the end of their touring. I'm not 100% sure, to be honest with you, but Sir Thungle, still killing it after all these years. That was their second album that they released since their comeback. And, well, I wish their comeback would last longer if this is the end. I'll just say that. Before that, we gave you Spirit Adrift, who in August of last year released their Ghost at the Gallows album through Century Media. Love this record. One of my favorite Spirit Adrift albums. Hangman's Revenge was the name of the tune we gave you off of that one. And starting off the block was our number one record last year, Wayfarer, American Gothic, released October 27th, 2023 through Profound Lore. And we gave you Black Plumes Over God's Country. And that record, you know, the Candyman and I don't always agree on what should be in the top 10 or top 20. I'll just say that. But this was a unanimous number one album for us last year, American Gothic by Wayfarer. It was far and away my favorite album. I know it was his as well. So there you go. All right, so we did have two bands from our backyard here in Connecticut make it into our top 20 last year. Fires in the Distance was one band who we are not playing this week. They are one of the aforementioned bands that writes very long songs, but very, very, very good songs. But another band with ties here to my home state in Connecticut that released a fantastic album last July, the album's called Fervor, came out through Bin Rune Recordings. The band is called Eve. Let's give you a track off that one right now. This one's called Bending the Light. This is Metal Dad Radio. We'll be right back. Metal Dad Radio, and there you go, three more killer albums that made our top 20 list in 2023, including Spirit Possession. Now, I love when thrash metal gets dirty and evil. And I know these guys are kind of listed on Metal Archive as black metal. I consider them more sort of black and thrash. But either way, Spirit Possession, their album Of the Sign, was one of my favorites last year, released in March on Profound Lore Records. Second Possession was the name of the track. Before that, a band that's made up of lots of killer musicians from the Belgian scene, folks who are in bands like Amenra and Crossbringer. But the band is called Predatory Void, and they released their debut full-length, Seven Keys to the Discomfort of Being, through Century Media in April of last year, and I really like this record. We gave you a track off of called Shedding Weathered Skin. And starting off the block, Eve, from my home state here in Connecticut. They put out a record in July called Fervor through Bin Rune Recordings, and we gave you the track Bending the Light. So there you go. Six albums that made last year's top 20. Who will make this year's top 20? You'll have to find out next week and the week after. Or check the Cygnus Radio Archives after each show. So let's go now into some album celebrating anniversaries. And I'm stretching it to not just this week, but sort of this month, because this will be the last anniversary block we do this month. So let's give you an album that dropped December 26th, 1984. It's the debut full-length from Running Wild. The album is called Gates to Purgatory. It's a track called Black Demons. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Death at its back. Deliverance. Black demon. Bring on. We'll be right back.
Metal Dad Radio, and that right there, three album celebrating anniversaries either this week or upcoming, and that right there was a band called Ancient out of Norway, who on December 12th, 1994, released their debut album through Listenable called Svartalfheim. And Ancient would go on to release several more records, none as raw and grim as that one, though. And we gave you the track Trumps of an Archangel. Before that, speaking of raw and grim, Marduk. On December 23rd, 1992, they released their debut full-length album, Dark Endless, through No Fashion Records. And we gave you the title track off of that one, and then Running Wild, before they started writing songs about pirates, put out a record called Gates to Purgatory, which was released on December 26, 1984, through Noise Records, and we gave you the track Black Demon. All right, so we're going to finish this off the way we always do, as a tribute to We Believe's first ever heavy metal band, and then, of course, is Black Sabbath. Our last Black Sabbath tune of 2024, because we are not playing Sabbath the next 2 weeks when we count down our top 20 metal albums. But remember to tune in for that next week, albums 20 through 11. And in 2 weeks, albums 10 through 1. And we'll have the Candyman back here with us in the next 2 weeks as well. So this Black Sabbath tune, one of my all-time favorites, off an underrated album. This is Black Sabbath. This is All Moving Parts, Stand Still. Till next week, kids.
Goodbye!